Celebrate the historic 100th Greeley Stampede, June 23rd through July 4th, featuring concerts, rodeo, carnival, and more. Tickets available at GreeleyStampede.org.
This is Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Moving Technologies, with Clark Johnson and Bruce Dick.
Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome to Clark and the Coach, presented by Advanced Roofing Technologies. Welcome to the party, Michael Kirkpatrick, our producer. We appreciate you running like Jesse Owens from the kitchen to the studio to get here in time for that, man. You are awesome.
More like limping. I can't run. I'm not athletic.
I was going to say, is there another Jesse Owens that we're not?
No. This is the reproduction right here.
You were talking about Jimmy lighter. Owens.
No, yeah, a little lighter in color. But I tell you what, Micah running, and I've seen him do this for, I've been here 20 years. I've seen Micah run from the kitchen. Oh, yeah, I heard my out. I'm gone. I'm out of the kitchen. And in 4 seconds, he can get to the board and put it on. So Kayla jumping in with the Avalanche jersey on right there. Folks, this is going to be a show today as we get rocking and rolling here. Clark and the Coach brought to you, of course, by Advanced Roofing Technologies. Bruce in the house today. Today, tomorrow, Friday, yep, Wednesday, Thursday, campers?
Campers again. We got a little three-on-three camp.
Ooh, I like that.
At Power to Play, three-on-three, mostly middle school kids, some younger elementary kids. But, you learn so much playing
three-on-three. Sure you do. My favorite thing growing up was when I could get to a three-on-three camp or three-on-three. I just love the game. Pick and roll is a huge part of three-on-three, right?
Absolutely. Screen and rolls, how to screen away, how to set a screen at the post if you overload.
Sure.
So many different things. So we'll teach all those different scenarios with a point guard and two wings. We'll also teach it with a point guard, a wing, and a post, and different scenarios, a three-on-three, how to react, how to get open.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, some kids don't know right now what a V cut is.
Right.
You know, or an L cut. Or
bring your player out, boom, back to the basket.
Or how to screen down to get someone open. So three-on-three camp should be a lot of fun at Power to Play Wednesday and Thursday, 10:30 to 12:30.
You have to be, and when you're talking about getting open, you have to be an actor in basketball. You have to take your defensive opponent and make him think you're going here, and then boom.
Change of speeds.
That's right. That's exactly right. And the guy that can tell us about that, too, besides Bruce Dick, every single day of the week on this show, Pete Freeman, the Highland basketball coach, jumps in. Pete-O, how are you, man?
Good. How are you guys doing today?
Fantastic. Well, it's such a good day, and you know why, right?
The Avs, man.
Yeah, let's talk about that. Just talk about that for a second. That's right. Light the lamp, baby. Light the lamp. Avs beat the Tampa Bay Lightning last night 2-1 and pick up their third championship now in the last 22 years or so, or whatever that looks like. But this was a big one for this group. And Pete, I tell you what, I look at this Avs team, and this is – could this be a bit of a dynasty coming up? Because this is a young group. It's the deepest Avs team I've ever seen. They've got to figure out who they can keep next year, of course. But, man, this what a great year for the Avs, and can they keep running the gamut here?
Yeah, you gotta have faith in Sakic at this point with who he's brought in, and the deals he's made. And, you know, with the salary cap, you ain't going to be able to keep everybody, and there's going to be guys moving on. But trust in Sakic.
No kidding.
Put it together.
That's what it says on the bottom of the dollar bill now, is trust in Sakic.
Look at who we brought in on the trade deadline this year. And, you know, for the casual hockey fan, most people in Colorado probably never heard of any of those guys.
No, look at what Lekkonen did. Yeah. Look at what Manson did. Look at what these guys did in the playoffs. I mean, crazy stuff.
It was impressive.
Yep.
Johnson, the longest tenured pro athlete.
Jack Johnson. How about that?
In Denver.
Yeah. How about that?
If you go back, the cool thing is watching McKinnon after they got beat by Vegas last year.
Sure.
You know, you just...
In his eyes.
They should have won that series against Vegas. Yep. They were up 2-0, and then watching him in that post game, you just knew that they were going to come this year, and I really thought they were going to win it all year after watching him.
And, Pete, I loved his comment when he was being interviewed after the game. the NHL is somewhat of a copycat league. What do you expect, or what should other teams do? And he says, try to get a Cale Makar.
That's
That easier said than done with the third pick, overall pick in that draft year.
And the Avs lost the lottery that year. They thought they were going to have the one pick. They lose the lottery and drop down. And
they won the lottery.
They absolutely did.
Yeah. But, sometimes luck plays a part in things. I'm already going back to Bobby Orr. I'm going back to the best defenseman in the history of the NHL, I think. At least offensive defenseman. And I think Cale Makar can be that. I wouldn't put him there yet, but boy, a cup right now, and the respect he has from other teams is unbelievable at this age.
Yeah, he's a talented kid. I mean, there's
23 years old.
23.
And already won all the awards.
How about that? So now the Avs have to figure out, now we get into who can you keep, who can you, they've got to get him in the mix. That's going to take some money.
It's kind of like, though, if you're a free agent, you know, you take somebody like Nichushkin, who played 57 games without scoring a goal.
The choo-choo train.
If you're a wide receiver, you go figure out a way to play with Peyton Manning.
That's right.
So
that's right.
If you're, you know, you're going to lose guys, but there's got to be guys that want to come, you know, that haven't had great years or been under the radar and like, hey, go put me on McKinnon's line. Go play me with Landeskog and I'll get paid someday, you know.
Absolutely.
So I think they'll find guys.
Thank you to Advanced Roofing Technologies, Brad Evans, his great group. 30 years here now in Northern Colorado, knocking it out of the park. I have the program called Roof Rescue, where they donate complete roofs and roof repairs to individuals that need help, as well as to nonprofit organizations like Habitat for Humanity. They do it the right way, folks. They knocked it out at Bruce's house, and we can stand behind them and say they're going to kill it for you on time, on budget. It is Advanced Roofing Technologies. Call them today at 663-0203. So yeah, big. That was just a great night. My favorite part was not so much the game. I love the game, but man, I loved the on ice stuff after the game. Seeing everybody out there. How cool was it to see the guys with their families? Jared Bednar, who what was the first year? Did they win? What did they win? It was an awful year.
48 total points.
48 points, and now they're
on the NHL Network. They had a bet every day when the next point for the Avalanche may come.
There you go. They can do that with the Rockies right now, but I'm just saying, that was.
And it's going to hopefully turn around for the Rockies someday.
Yeah, Bruce, you keep saying that. You're such a positive influence, I tell you.
They've been there before. They've been to the
They've been in this spot a lot of times before.
Yeah, but they've been to the World Series before, so I trust, like the Avs, sometimes you have to hit rock bottom.
Yeah, that's
unless you're one of those major money franchises.
Right, right. And we're not. I mean, we're in the
Kansas City Royals.
yeah. That's exactly
right. The expectations on the Royals were, you know, I really thought they were going to be a .500 team this year, and I was wrong.
But they're recently world champions.
7 years now.
So all-time third basemans?
Yeah, George Brett.
You go George Brett, right?
That's right.
When I think of George Brett, all I can think of is running out of the dugout with the pine tar incident.
Great game. That guy was great.
Not only was George Brett a great hitter, he was he was a gold glover, man. He was fantastic at third base. So. Yeah. I would argue with you, though. I would argue with you. So Bruce and I, and everybody out there, of course, the Mosier Funeral text line, if you guys want to get involved here coming up this week, Bruce and I, during the week, are going to get out and we are going to talk about MLB, position by position, who would you take? Who's the best all-time at each position, and who's your favorite? And favorite doesn't always mean best. I mean, I go back to my Dodger days, and I'm going to say my favorite first baseman of all time was Wes Parker, and people are going to say, who in the world was that? But when you're growing up as a kid, sometimes you latch on to certain players. But we'll get through and I think I'm going to cut it down and say, let's go last 50 years, 1970 to now. And Bruce made
list a little bit, but I will go back, you know, 50 years or 60 years, Clark?
No, I think 1970. I was 9 years old in 1970. That's when I started watching baseball. So I can jump in and say, I think I followed it pretty closely for all those 50 years. How do you put Gehrig in the mix with...
But you're eliminating Mickey Mantle in the conversation.
I know.
You're
Babe Ruth.
somewhat eliminating Willie Mays in the conversation.
Mays did creep into the 70s,
yeah, but,
so I can use him.
You know, he in the 70s, he wasn't one of those top,
guys. No, no. It just includes him, and then I go back.
The golden era of Major League Baseball, the 60s,
sure.
70s.
I agree with that. I mean, and that's when the late 60s and then all the 70s, I was there with you. But, yeah, we'll talk about that. Maybe we get to it this week. Think about your favorite baseball players, who you think are the best at each position. And we're going to say this simply from 1970 on. So for the last 50 years plus, who do you like? See if you agree with Bruce and I. But Pete, baseball for you, do you go back and are you a big baseball fan, or is this, I know you're a hockey fan. Somehow I think you're a basketball fan because
baseball. I've always really... I like sports.
Yeah.
I've always watched
everything,
baseball.
Right?
I've enjoyed it, yeah.
Yeah, no question about it.
See, if I'm ranking the professional sports as far as my liking, NBA is way down there.
Oh, it's
me too. Me too.
It's last for me.
Look at us.
I don't ever watch it.
Brady Holt, take charge of this because, yeah, Brady loves the NBA. That's just not something I've glammed onto.
Yeah, I mean,
not something I can do there. Let's talk. We've got about 5 minutes left in the segment here. So let's talk about you guys going to Gunnison, the Highland Huskies basketball team. Who showed up? I mean, do you have everybody in the mix, or are you missing some players due to other sports right now?
Well, so last week we went to Black Hill State. We went to Spearfish.
You did.
I had a couple kids. Father's Day is always tough, so we didn't have our full roster and brought some JV kids up and went to Black Hills and played, and then Colton Stanky tore his MCL.
How about that?
Oh, no.
Yeah, so he went out on the first day there and got the MRI when he got back to Colorado, and so it's just a meniscus. I say just a meniscus.
Just, yeah.
But hopefully, you know, he should be healthy by the season.
Sure. That's a big difference between that and ACL.
Yeah. So I think we kind of caught a break there. And then it was good because we played, not good, but, you know, that kid has the ball in his hands a lot. Got to play the whole rest of the weekend in Spearfish without him. And then Gunnison this last weekend, I'm a glutton for punishment. We took 25 kids. We took three teams
from
Gunnison. So it was a long weekend. It's a long week. That Gunnison deal is it's kind of like boot camp. The difference they do on those summer games is a lot of the summer games around are 20-minute running clocks.
Sure.
They play 8-minute stop the clock.
Quarters. Oh, they do. Full-on high school rules and the whole deal.
Yeah. And so you play 8 games there in 3 days at 7,000 feet.
That's an unbelievable number.
Yeah.
So if you're going running clock, you can get in and out of the gym in an hour.
Yeah, so it's a grind. We really like going to that camp that's well-ran. You know, we've gone there just about every year since I've been able to. Took Liberty there a couple times, too, and it's a grind. It makes those kids work, and you know, by the time Sunday rolls around, you're ready to go home, and then – you got that long bus ride home, which makes it for a long weekend.
Yeah, and Pete, is that mostly 2-3A schools, or are there a lot of 4-A, 5-A schools?
There's a lot of
4-A, what's the breakdown?
There's a lot of biggest, like Vista Ridge was there. Montrose always goes. Pooter went this year.
So Montrose, you saw Ryan Vohringer.
I did. I got to talk to
him. I love Ryan.
He's a good guy. Yep. So we, you know, we
good coach.
Our league is, yeah, really good coach. We got to see, you know, we saw some potential 3A opponents in the future. Pagosa Springs was there. Salido was there.
Sweet.
Platte Valley was there. And then it's good competition. It's good games. I enjoy it. You know, the summer is interesting. You know, you're asking me off air, is it, you know, what are you looking for in the summer? Well, I think it changes every year. You know, last summer we went in and nobody'd ever played varsity for me. So
right.
Like, all right, this is varsity basketball,
here we go.
Guys. Here we go.
That's right.
And now, you know, it's kind of fine tuning and because we got a lot of kids back, and with Colton going down, you know, that not helped, but some other kids had to handle the
sure.
ball. And then we got kids fighting for playing time, and I like my younger kids, and it's like, hey, you know, right now, everybody's coming at you, and that's a good problem to have at a smaller program like Highland. You know, there's kids coming, and you got to perform or you ain't going to play.
But
so
that's exactly right. And Bruce has kind of got the same thing you going on. It's not the youngest team. You got a bunch of guys back on
right.
the team. So this is about taking what you did last year and just improving on it.
Just going with it, improving, and really wanting to see that great competition.
Yeah.
You know, whereas, you know, last year we weren't able to get into a lot of the summer camps, you know, because of the timing of the job process and things like that. But this year, a lot different. We're also going to talk to Jeff Brubaker, who had his Pooter team there.
They played well this week.
We'll talk to him Friday. They are good.
Yep.
And we faced them a week ago at Power to Play.
Yeah.
And I think we held Silas McKernan to 40.
Yeah, well, good job.
Something like that. We really defended him well, but were able to squeak by a little bit.
Well, they played well when he didn't go this weekend. So, they, you know, it's the same situation where they got some other kids to get some touch up and stuff because he was out for the weekend. So, he's, you know, he's a great player. He really is.
You guys probably don't know who Leon Wood is.
Absolutely. Oh, I know Leon Wood, who played and later played in the NBA and became official.
Held him to 48 one game.
Yeah.
That wasn't true. About midway through the third quarter, they took me off of him. And we played a tournament against his high school team. And he was always a great player. So it's kind of fun to see guys that you've seen on the court or you've coached against them or whatever. And they go on. And now he's a great, he's an official, last I knew.
He's an official in the NBA and one of the better ones.
Absolutely. All right, we'll come back in a moment. Continue with Pete and with Bruce Clark and the coach here on a Monday in Northern Colorado. Thank you to PWI, Performance and Wellness Institute. That's WAS. Ryan Waslowski, a athletic specialist for the last 5 years in NOCO. PWI, your own customized, individualized, and personalized fitness and performance center located right here in the heart of Greeley. For all they do, go to PWITraining.com. Back in a moment here on Northern Colorado's Voice 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back, Allo Communications Studios. It's Clark and the Coach. Clark Johnson, Bruce Dick with you. Also, it's Clark and the Coach and the Coach. It's often that, actually. Pete Freeman from the Highland Huskies basketball program sits in with us today. And, Pete, so coming up, look at all the stuff you've got on. There's a buffalo on your chest. There's a buffalo hat on. What can you tell me about the upcoming season here for the Buffaloes football-wise? What's that going to look like?
If CU doesn't figure out the NIL, they're going to be...
They've got to get there, right?
They're going to be an afterthought real soon. So I think I'm optimistic on what their team's going to look like this year and maybe be 500, which is...
Really, Pete? Because tell me why, because I'm a huge Buffs fan.
Yes.
And I'm not seeing it.
I think they had the worst OC in the history of Division I football last year. So I think anything's an improvement on there. I think the Tennessee kid is the quarterback this year. I think that's an improvement. I think that, you start with the lines in college football always, and you have the majority of your O-line and your D-line back.
Good.
And
that is
I care
important.
Too much not to be optimistic. June bleeds eternal optimism. So hit me up again after Air Force rocks them in September.
Black and gold sunglasses here for Pete. Yeah, I get that. So
I am more excited about their basketball team. And they are slowly becoming a basketball school, I think. And if they don't figure out the NIL and football, they're in deep trouble.
And you have to be able to figure that out now. And is this the rich get richer and the poor get poorer with the NIL?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
You got to put a
shot. We've done all
and,
this
and
work.
Here's a scary. Here's a scary article, and I just kind of skimmed it, but high schools.
Yeah, of course.
NIL.
Yeah, you're already talking to high schoolers
and what the state associations are doing about it,
huh?
Because right now, okay, it's a total, you know, violation. A young man or woman is ineligible if they take any monetary.
Right. Can they talk about it at all,
anything.
Or you can't even?
They're
going
to have to talk about it.
Oh.
They're going to have to talk about it. Otherwise, it's going to be a total separation of private school, public schools, prep schools.
Sure.
It's going to be a very, very difficult situation, I think, for the state associations to process all this.
Well, it comes down to money. I mean, that's what this is all about. So, and I'm happy for the athletes that get in there, because this isn't college sports anymore. It's a business. These schools are making, the big schools are making tons of money off this. So it's time for the kids to get in and get the money they deserve coming in. But now, if you're sitting at home and you're a junior or a senior in high school and you're trying to figure out where you're going to go, it's about NIL. How much money can I make in here? And that's going to be the bigger schools, right?
Yeah, I think it is. NIL is a big thing. I also think it has a lot to do with your upbringing.
Sure.
Your character. There's so many different issues. It's there. So people are going to take advantage. But is that going to be the most important issue for a young man or woman that is going on to Division I athlete?
Yeah, no question about it. Thank you again to AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland, great sponsor on the program here. Folks, they can do it all for you. 8-9 years ago, you think AMCO, you think transmissions. They do it all, though, top to bottom. Total car care for you, transmissions, brakes, maintenance, they got it all done for you. Now, that great Fort Collins branch, number one in the region, Don Scott, 40 years he's built this thing up. Now they got you covered in Loveland as well, right across from the Sam's Club on Eisenhower. It is AMCO of Loveland, as well as AMCO of Fort Collins, bringing the care right back into car care. Give them a call today in Fort Collins. Lance is your guy, 226-4477. In Loveland, Dave Martin is your guy, 667-3006. Taking care of the Johnson's cars, they can take care of yours as well. AMCO of Fort Collins, AMCO of Loveland. All right, Pete, looking at the rest of the summer for you guys basketball-wise, what's going on?
We run a clinic for it's open to anybody. The majority are going to be Highland kids from 5 years old to 14 years old. I think
you got to get them young, right?
Yeah. So I think, saw we have about 50 kids signed up.
Fantastic.
I run it with Oscar. So the boys and girls program run it together. So that's next Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Okay.
And that is all.
That is it. And then you guys just, you break camp for a while.
Yeah. Yeah, let them kids go be kids for July, the ones that are only basketball, and then they got some baseball going and that
sure.
kind of stuff. And
sure.
then Sandstrom will get them sooner than later.
Yeah, Zach will get them over there for sure. When do you guys get back? When's the first time you grab the kids and get back in the gym?
We usually wait until school starts.
Is that right?
Yeah, we'll go about when school starts.
And almost September then before you get rocking and rolling.
Middle of August, and then we'll go for kids that aren't playing other sports, so I'll have some of my team, we'll go play in a fall league.
Sure, but that's, boy, at the size of your school, there's a ton of kids that go extra sports, other sports too.
Yeah, sure.
So, Bruce, what about you guys? What does it look like for the rest of the summer?
You know, we'll have open gyms kind of sporadically through July. Our gym floors are getting refinished, which is
that's going to be beautiful.
Wonderful thing, because it's long overdue.
It's a great gym at Fort Collins.
Oh, we have two great gyms. We really do. And but it was, the floor has been a little neglected, so anxious to get that out. Anxious to get working with new athletic director and Kyle Trugroning.
That's right.
And a lot of our kids are involved in club basketball. Starting sure. in July. So try to keep up with them, try to watch some of them, small group, individual workouts. You never want to say no to a kid when he wants to get better.
Boy, that's a fact, too. No question about it. So important time for the kids, important time for the coaches to look and see kind of what they got coming up here as we get into the summer rotation for high school basketball. Thank you on the program to Miranda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. In fact, giving her a call today. I'm looking for some auto insurance for my son. So having someone local, it's never been more important than right now. And Miranda knows you guys. She's going to get to know you. She's Northern Colorado strong, no doubt. Her brother, Chris Love, on his way to be the new basketball coach at Eaton High School on the girls' side.
Oh, he's there. He's been putting his time in this summer already.
We've got to get C-Love on again coming up pretty soon.
It's fun to watch him on the sideline. I've seen his teams play a couple of times
Absolutely.
Now. And, yes.
That's
Chris,
a long,
Chris will knock it out.
That's a long time for Todd Hernandez to be the basketball coach over there on the girls' side. But, But anyway, Miranda Simpson, give her a call today. She's going to get to know you, your family, put you guys in the perfect coverage. so you can sleep at night. That's what we do. Marinda Simpson, give her a call today, 223, I should say, 8700, 970-223-8700. It is Marinda Simpson, State Farm Insurance. All right, Pete, the guys are coming back here in a moment. Kevin Lytle from the Colorado is going to jump in. We're going to talk about Sophia Smith, who is huge, Fossil Ridge High School grad, Colorado Strong, of course, scored two goals in the Women's National Tournament down at Dick's Sporting Goods here in Colorado. How about that? How about coming back to Colorado, knocking it out in front of all kinds of your fans? So good stuff there. We'll also talk about David Roddy. How big was that for CSU? First round pick for David Roddy. That's huge for the program. Roddy could have gone anywhere. He had a ton of offers from Big Ten schools, went to CSU. How big was that whole David Roddy run at CSU for the program? And of course, Kevin, I know he's a soccer fan, but he's also a big hockey fan. We'll talk about the Avs a little bit more with him, and we'll do that. Pete Freeman and, of course, the coach, Bruce Dick, with me on a Monday here from the Allen Communications Studios. We're coming back in a moment. Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA. Welcome back to the program, Allen Communications Studios. It's Clark and the coach. Pete Freeman's in with us today, and we're talking all kinds of different things out here, but basketball, hockey, wherever we want to go. Pete's got soccer figured out. Oh, and Kevin Lytle's going to jump on in just a second with us, and this is his sport. Pete's got it figured out. The way to get through soccer, line changes. Pete, come on, jump up to the microphone and tell me what you said.
Well, you know, they play 90 minutes and they conserve their energy and they walk around a lot. So as talented those guys are, let them play hard for 3 or 4 minutes and then sub out and get a drink and then go play hard for 3 or 4 minutes.
All right, I'm all good for that, no doubt. Thank you to Park Place Interiors. They're down here on 8th Street in Greeley, folks. Also on the western end in Windsor on Main Street out there. Park Place Interiors, you're looking for great prices, great deals on your floor, your hardwood, your flooring, and, of course, your cabinet work. This is the place to go, Park Place Interiors. Check them out. Go to the website, parkplaceinteriorsco.com. Go to the clearance section. You can find great stuff. Also, check out the remnants sale. That's the stuff that you know, they cut up. They do a sale. They have all this extra carpeting that has been kind of pushed aside. It's a fabulous deal for you guys, and they can carpet your house in it. So it's cool stuff. It is Park Place Interiors. Get to them right now, parkplaceinteriorsco.com. All right, let's get to it right now. Gould Parts Hotline, Kevin Lytle from the Colorado. And catching up with Kevin. Kevin, how are you today?
I'm doing pretty awesome. How are you doing?
Fantastic. We got Coach Dick here. We got Pete Freeman from Highland High School in here, and we're talking all kinds of different sports today. I know you want to talk soccer, but let's talk Avs first. That's in my heart right now. This was an unbelievable run by an Avs team that maybe it took them, Kevin, a couple years to figure things out in the postseason, but they get it done this year and made just an emphatic run through these playoffs to get the win.
Yeah, it was pretty awesome. You know, I know you and I are similar in this. You know, we love our hockey, and you know, growing up in Colorado, the Avs came at just the perfect time for me. You know, I was a young kid, impressionable. So yeah, they've, you know, I'll always love the Broncos and the other Denver teams, but man, the Avs have always been my number one. So seeing them get the cup back was pretty awesome. Yeah, just a super dominant team. It's pretty incredible, especially in the cap era.
No kidding.
To be as good as they were. So really, you know, awesome playoff, fun season. I couldn't have enjoyed it more, to be honest.
When you talk about general managers, I mean, for guys that have done it the right way, you got to put Joe Sakic right there, don't you?
Yeah, it's pretty incredible, especially in this era, to play kind of the patient game. You
sure.
Know, I think there are a lot of franchises that after, you know, maybe last year's early playoff defeat, they would have blown the thing up and said, well, you know, it's not working, we need to pivot. And they never did. So it's a credit to patience, in what they've done, because like I said, I think there are a lot of franchises that wouldn't have stuck with it like they did.
16-4 run in the playoffs. I mean, that's crazy good. There's no doubt about it. Now the question, and this is the first thing that I've seen pop up. They got to extend Nate next year, so McKinnon's contract is up, but they'll cap him, of course, in there. But it might come down to keeping either Valanciunas or Kadri. I mean, where do you go there? There's going to be some interesting decisions coming up.
Yeah, you know, that's the thing with any championship team. Everyone earns a little bit of a payday, and it's hard to keep everyone together. But yeah, I've kind of wondered the same. You know, obviously, I'm not crunching the cap numbers or anything. Sure. But yeah, I mean, if I had to pick one, I would say Val, honestly.
God, yeah.
Probably a better value move. He's a few years younger.
Yep.
He probably does a little bit more as far as his defensive play and things like that. And as amazing as Kadri was, you know, what are the odds that he has another 90-point season? You know, it's... Yeah, that's the tough business side. Obviously, I would love to see them keep both Kadri, and what an amazing turnaround for him from, you know, some of his negative playoff history to what he did this year. Pretty incredible. So I would love for him to stay. But yeah, if I'm playing the nuts and bolts game, I think I would have to go Val.
And Kadri, how excited was he afterwards? And
sure.
But he still made his point come across,
yep,
that, you know, those teams that maybe didn't have that confidence in him, welcome to the Avalanche, where they just let him do his thing.
Yeah, I mean, with everything, you know, kind of getting kicked out of Toronto, so to speak, obviously all the terrible racist stuff he had to deal with, you can see why he probably has quite a chip on his shoulder, and I'm sure he's enjoying this one as much as anyone.
Talking with Kevin Lytle from the Colorado. One, a great Twitter feed. Go to Kevin_Lytle, L-Y-T-L-E, and you get everything that you bargain for. Love seeing high school studs come back here to Colorado and perform at the next level. How about Sophia Smith, man? This is crazy. Windsor native, Fossil Ridge High School grad. Her and her teammate, Jalen Howell, who played together at Fossil Ridge, playing out at Dick's Sporting Goods Soccer Park. I'm guessing you were there, Kevin, right?
Yeah, definitely. I was there covering that Saturday night. They're playing Columbia. They're heading into a really huge tournament for the national team. And yeah, it was a really cool event. I mean, if you don't watch the women's national team, I mean, they're kind of the Beatles everywhere they go. just a massive reception. Dick's was sold out. It was, it's probably the loudest I've heard that stadium. It's really cool. And Sophie, yeah, she is, you know, she's just 21, but already established on that national team. She scored both goals. The first two goals, I should say, the U.S. won 3-0, and she was by far the best player on the field. It's pretty incredible to watch. A bunch of her family and friends were there, first time for her to play with the national team in Colorado, so a really, really cool moment for, one of the best athletes. I would say one of the best athletes to ever come out of Northern Colorado already, even though she's just 21.
Boy, unbelievable, no doubt. World Cup coming up in November from Qatar. Is that what I'm hearing?
Yep, that's the men's one coming up in a few months here. So, yeah, I'll be gearing up for that, too.
You said men, so when do the women's World Cup, when do they go?
The women's is a year later, so they'll be coming up the following year. But this tournament down in Mexico that the national team is going into in the next week, that is the part of the qualifying, so a big tournament for them, obviously important tournament for them to qualify for that, and also the following Olympics. So a lot happening for them, but World Cup is a little further off than the men's one.
Hey, Kevin, jump to basketball for a sec. David Roddy goes in the first round, my friend. This is huge. And I look at the teams that David Roddy, those colleges that he had to choose from. There were a big list of Big Ten schools. He could have gone anywhere. He went to CSU. He goes to Memphis Grizzlies in the first round. Only the third CSU player in the history of the program to be drafted in the first round. How big is this for the program going forward?
Yeah, it's just massive. I mean, you kind of knew that when David, elected to stay in the draft, that he had pretty good intel that, you know, at worst, he was an early second-round pick. But to see Memphis trade in to that 23 spot to get him obviously speaks high volumes of what they think of him. And yeah, for the program, it's just massive, like you said. I mean, he could have gone to, you know, Minnesota, hometown Minnesota. I think most players would have made that choice.
Yeah.
You know, your hometown team in the Big Ten. Go play there. You know, his final three was Minnesota, Northwestern, and CSU. So when you look at a recruit's final list, and two Big Ten teams and little CSU that at the time was terrible. You know, that was the very start
sure.
of the Medved rebuild.
That's
so,
right.
You know, Moby was still basically on fire from everything Eustacey had done. So for him to pick the vision that, you know, Niko Medved, Ali Farokhmanesh, Dave Thorson at the time sold him on, pretty incredible. It speaks volumes both to David of picking fit over, you know, sexy name, and to obviously the coaching staff for having a vision and being able to execute it now, because he, like I say, he committed to a team that was bad and now leaves an NCAA tournament team. So you can't really ride up any better than that. Is you know, pretty incredible what has happened in 3 years at CSU.
And already, Kevin, he's made an impact on Memphis Grizzly fans. Photograph with a little young Grizzly fan. Mom tweets out and gets it out. What a great guy, you know. And we all know David Roddy's a great guy, but already making that impact with a new organization.
Yeah, I think that's awesome. You know, if I can share a little story, you know, obviously at games, both home and road, you know, I'm usually about the last person leaving the stadium because I'm sitting there writing my story. But like I say, both home and road, everywhere they went this year, there would be so many fans coming down to the court wanting to shake David's hand, take a picture with David, get an autograph with David. And every single game, without fail, he was the last player leaving the court, because he was doing every single one of those, whether it was in Albuquerque or in Fort Collins. He would talk to every fan that wanted to say hi to him after a game. It's an incredible commitment. You know, it's easy to say you should do that, but you know, these guys are exhausted after games. They have a ton of other stuff going on. It's very easy to, you know, just put your head down, get to the locker room, and go. And he would never do it, because you know, I think he understood it's important, you know, for those kids to see him and meet him. So it was cool to see that's already happening in Memphis, because that really does encapsulate who David Roddy is as a person.
Kevin, do you think the Nuggets, when they made the trade to get that 30th pick, was hoping that Roddy would still be around? Because when they made the pick, I'm thinking they already have that pick at 21. They have to be going after David Roddy at 30.
Yeah, I mean, I think it would have been very interesting if he was still sitting there. I'm still not 100% sure they were that you know, looking for him, just with how the team is built. But it really would have been intriguing if he was still sitting there. I think they absolutely would have, at bare minimum, had a little conversation about it, because obviously he, in a lot of ways, would fit in with them. I mean, how he fits in kind of a you know, ball sharing type of offense like the Nuggets, it would be pretty fun. But I think Memphis is a pretty good place. The idea of Roddy and John Morant playing together.
I think it's a great place for him.
As a basketball person, you've got to be really excited about that possibility.
Boy, no doubt.
I think he's a great fit with that organization and that current roster.
Yeah, I really, really like it. I'm very intrigued to see. You know, obviously they're kind of a on the rise young team, so I'm really intrigued to see how he fits in there. But yeah, I think it's a good fit for him.
All right, Kevin, at the Colorado, and what do you got coming up? This is kind of the dog days right now. We're kind of between things, but what does it look like for you at the Colorado, and what's going on the next month or so?
Yeah, we're definitely, this is kind of a lull time for everyone, but I'll be taking a little bit look at CSU football recruiting. They just landed another batch of recruits over the weekend. And then actually this week, the TPC Colorado golf tournament's out in Berthoud, so probably be out covering some of that as well, to see, you know, Will Zalatoris, who's been so close in so many majors. He won that tournament a couple of years ago to earn his tour card. So maybe we'll get a chance to see the next Will Zalatoris out there.
All right. So maybe I'm going to my BetMGM account and taking some of that abs money and going to Will Zalatoris. Maybe we do that, right?
Yeah, there you go. I mean, he's got to be due. He's been so close.
He has been. He's been knocking on the door. So pretty cool stuff. Kevin, thank you so much for jumping in with us. We get closer, of course, to the season's coming up here. We'll jump back in with you. But thanks for catching up today.
Sounds great, guys. Thanks for having me on. Always good to chat.
You bet. Kevin Lytle from the Coloradoan jumps in. What a great Twitter feed. Kevin underscore L-Y-T-L-E. Kevin Lytle from the Coloradoan. Thank you to Northern Colorado Credit Union, folks. 90 days, no pay with your new auto loans, either buying a new car or refinancing with them. For all that they do, go to nococu.org. It is Northern Colorado Credit Union. All right. Bruce and Pete and I are going to come back in a moment, finish things up here. Got about 3 or 4 minutes on the backside, so we'll talk to you in a moment right here on Northern Colorado's Voice, 103.1 and 1310 KFK. right, final 90 seconds on the program here. Pete Freeman, Highland Huskies basketball coach. Pete, thanks for coming down and talking today.
Yeah, thank you for having me. Go Avs.
Appreciate Go Avs. Enjoy that for a while. We're going to stretch that thing out, enjoy it as long as we can. Bruce, what do you got coming up? What's going on?
Well, I'm going to let's throw out a little little sneak for tomorrow. We have
absolutely
UNC just made a great hire. Mm. Mike Anderson, new head baseball coach at UNC, and he's going to join us tomorrow on Clark and the Coach. So I'm excited to just talk to him about, you know, revitalizing kind of his collegiate career. Spent many years at the University of Nebraska. And
he's a teacher.
Well known in this region, Eaton guy, baseball guy, and a great guy.
Everywhere I go and talk about baseball with baseball guys, that's the name that comes up here.
It is.
Yep. So we will talk to the coach tomorrow, of course, and we'll do that right off the bat tomorrow. So jump in at 11 o'clock with us, and we'll get rocking and rolling there. Pete Freeman, thanks for jumping on the program today. Bruce, thank you here. You've got camps Wednesday, Thursday
this week, yes.
So we'll have you Monday, Tuesday, and Friday, but we'll figure it out from there. Trying to get Dustin Duncan from the Eaton Reds in to talk about their camp that they just did out at Mesa. So we'll talk to all those guys. Come back in a moment. And the whole show is coming up next year, folks. So be ready for this as we celebrate more of the Avs. Right here, 103.1 and 1310 KFKA.